All right, we're here in the Reds clubhouse with Skip Shoemaker of the Cincinnati Reds, formerly also the Los Angeles Dodgers, St. Louis Cardinals. Skip, first of all, thanks for being on Face to Face.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
I know you played second base in the outfield, and which of those do you like best?
I like them all. I feel like I'm just a baseball player, so I like to play the game. I like all facets of the game. I've even pitched a few innings in the big leagues, so I just like to be a part of the clubhouse around the guys and on a winning club, and so far so good in my career.
You were drafted by St. Louis, I believe, in 2001, and you spent a number of years there. Tell me about the atmosphere in St. Louis.
I'm not sure there's a better place to play, and no offense to a few of the other clubs around the league, but St. Louis is a pretty special place. You know, Midwest people are a little bit different than the Orange County people that I'm used to back in California. Morals, the values, great place to raise a family and kids. So I was very lucky to be a part of that organization and to learn from some really good people. Tony La Russa, I mean, what better manager to learn from than a Hall of Fame manager coming up, and some really good players, veteran players that, you know, not a lot of young guys get to be around when they first come up and learn from. So I was very lucky.
I know also that spirituality is very strong for you. And, of course, on the St. Louis team, there were a lot of strong Christian players. Is it good to have a number of strong Christian players on the team, kind of build a brotherhood?
Oh, no question. I mean, they're your family off the field, and or on the field, I should say, and you're away from your own families so much during the season that you need that strong brotherhood. And gosh, I think our first chapel a few years ago, we had 18 people show up of the 25-man roster, including our manager, Matheny. So it's pretty special. You don't see that everywhere. For instance, in Cincinnati, we have five or six. So you just don't see that everywhere. Dodgers had a lot of guys too. So and you need that. You know, you have studies after the game for on the road, which, you know, keeps your mind right and it keeps you away from the stress of baseball and missing your family so much. And so you absolutely 100% need that. And I'm glad I've had that throughout my career.
Tell me how it is that becoming a Christian, you've said that it's helped you through your career. How is it being a Christian in a clubhouse that has so much diversity? How does Christ get you through that?
Well, I know that there's a plan for me. So, you know, those 0-for-4s, that was planned already. So, I mean, I can take that a little bit easier. Going home and seeing my kids and believing that there's a reason why stuff happens it lets me sleep at night. And so, you know, I was lucky enough to have Adam Wainwright in 2005 introduce me. I'm sorry, 2004 introduced me to Christ, and that which was probably probably the best thing that's happened, you know, in my life. You know, I do have two beautiful kids and a wife, but him introducing me to him and not forcing me on him was so great and a learning process for me. I'm still learning, never stop learning, but it's helped me with other people that are kind of interested in knowing him. So it's been a fun ride the last, you know, 8, 9, 10 years.
Can you give us some details on that a little bit? Like, what would you like before Adam Wainwright talked to you, and how much has it changed your life?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like I was on a bad course. You know, I wasn't into, you know, terrible things or anything. I still, you know, I was raised right. I'd, you know, parents have been married for 30 plus years. And I mean, I've had, you know, a good sister. So I've had a really good life, but there's always something missing. And, you know, I never knew him growing up. My parents weren't very religious at all. So, you know, I just thought it was kind of a, you know, not a mythology or a Greek type deal, but, you know, I didn't know what to expect. And so when Adam kind of, you know, introduced me and broke it down for me and just said, hey, listen, everyone's walk is different. You don't have to know them tomorrow, but if, you know, if you could just learn about it and listen to it and see what you think, you know, then we can talk after. And so it took me a while. I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't a believer, you know, right away. And but after that first year when I was in Memphis with him, you know, I felt like Adam had something different about him. You know, there's an aura about you know, men who are true strong believers. Lance Berkman's one of them. Mike Matheny's another one of them. There's just something different about these guys, and it was something I wanted. And what was it that I was missing? And I found out what it was.
I think one of the misconceptions that people have who do not know Christ and do not know about Christian athletes is the fact that it doesn't take away any from your ability to play hard. You've named some names, and I know guys like Adam Wainwright, Clayton Kershaw, Mike Matheny's been on face-to-face, and I know you play the game very hard, too. In fact, one thing I remember Mike Matheny telling me a few years ago was to take a Christian guy out in the field would be a real honor. Help us out a little bit with that. It doesn't take anything away from the game, does it?
No, I think it's better for you. I believe that I believe I'm one of his soldiers, one of his warriors. I mean, that's just kind of how you play. And I feel like I'd be giving him a disservice if I played any way else. And if you don't play as hard as you can, not only for your team, but for the abilities that the Lord's given you, then what are you doing here? So that's what's frustrating with some guys that I've played with throughout the years. I will say that the 99% of the people that I have played with that are Christians are the hardest players that I've ever played with. And Nick Punto's another one. So Matt Carpenter, I mean, the list goes on and on. Matt Holliday. So, you know, I'm in a special company.
I know also that you are a person that gives back. I just heard recently about a fantasy football league that you do here. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what the purpose of that is?
Yeah, I feel like we have a special platform here, and you know what we say, a lot of people hear. And so, Adam Wainwright, a few years back in a hotel, I think we were playing Chicago, was thinking of something else to do. He has a charity golf tournament every single year. And he was trying to think of something else to do besides the typical golf tournament, bowling tournament, something different that people would get excited about and that would give back. It'd be 100% charitable. And we're big fantasy football guys. We've been going head-to-head for years, and he has a belt, I have a belt, and we take it very serious. So he decided that he was going to try to make this league-wide and get fans excited about it and interact with players. And make it so all the proceeds go to his charity, my charity, and make it fun for everyone, and talk a little smack, you know, to the fans, and they can give it back to you. And I think it's turning out great. It's bigleagueimpact.org, which Adam's created this wonderful thing, and I'm just happy to be on board.
I know you got to play a game tonight. You got to get ready for that. We appreciate the time that you've given us. Tell me a little bit if there might be a favorite verse that you have. Any favorite verse?
No, I have a favorite verse. It's Proverbs 16:9. Actually, Lance Berkman, I stole it from him years ago. But it's just the man makes his plans, the Lord determines his steps. That's just my go-to, and I'm a strong believer in that verse, and it's been my favorite. And now it's I'm trying to get my kids to be their favorite, but they haven't latched onto their favorite one yet.
Skip Shoemaker, thanks for spending time with us. Good luck to you, and I know that all of our listeners appreciate your testimony, and they'll also be praying for you as we go along. Thanks for spending time.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, Skip Shoemaker of the Cincinnati Reds. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face.